Turns out that Yitzchak is very, very involved behind the scenes in the story of Purim. And my uncle Rabbi's name was Yitzchak Tzvi Ben Yaakov Kuppel. So in honor of Yitzchak, I wanted to tell us a secret of how Yitzchak, behind the scenes, is saving us. So it turns out, we all remember, there was a 180-day party. But we weren't sure why it was 180 days. We just thought that was a long party. But it turns out that there's a rabbi, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Sintz. And he explained that the 180 days corresponded to the 180 years in the life of Yitzchak Avinu. So the schus of Yitzchak, Hashem was arranging it, so the schus of Yitzchak could save the Jews from the party of Achashverosh. 180 years, 180 days. So, okay, very nice. But what the heck does Yitzchak have to do with anything? So it starts like this. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes that every galus happens is saved by one of the avos. Okay? So the galus of Media Persia, Persia Media, is saved. Who saves us? You can probably guess. Yitzchak. Yitzchak's zuchus is what takes us out of the galus of Media Persia. You say, okay, it's very nice. Give us more. So Haman, he was bragging to his wife how he had too many children. He says, look at all my children, Zeresh, Rov, and my friends. Look, I have so many kids. Rov Banav. Rov Banav. So in the Gemara, there's an argument. How many kids did he have? One says he had 30 kids. But there's one opinion. The Gemara Miguel Daf Tef Bab Amabet. Rami Bar Abba says he had 208 kids.
How many wives?
I don't know. Must have had a lot of wives. But he 208 kids. You got that?
How come he only had 10 of them?
That's a good kasha. I don't know. Maybe they all got hung, but they were the main ones.
His direct descendants could be alive today.
Could be. They were learning in the neighborhood.
Let's kill them all.
Anyways, 208. Now, so, what? Let's get back to the pshat. So we all know that the gematria of 208 is, of course, Yitzchak. So why did he have 208 kids? Because he's bragging that I'm the descendant of Yitzchak. And count it up. It works. 208 kids. Because, you know, I'm Haman from Amalek, from Esav, from Yitzchak. So I was Mechabed Yitzchak. And that Zechus should stand up to get that Yitzchak should vouch for me to get rid of Yaakov. Remember we talked about the eternal war of Yaakov versus Esav? So 208 kids is saying... He's saying Yitzchak should fight for me. That's Haman's argument. So just take one break from Yitzchak. Today we're going to learn about our best buddy, Charvona. Okay? Charvona is going to come back today in our learning. And everybody knows that Charvona, the Gemara says, is actually Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay? That's why it's Charvona with a hey in today's reading. Because hey alludes to Eliyahu HaNavi. Hey is Kodesh. Aleph is whole. And Eliyahu, it turns out, is the Gilgul, everybody knows, of Pinchas. Okay? And Pinchas is a great Rebbe that says he actually was Loivesh, the Gevura of Yitzchak. He took from the Gevura of Yitzchak, he took a little bit of the Ibor of the Neshama of Yitzchak, and that's how he was able to kill Zimri, who was a Gilgal of Esav.
When was Yitzchak ever violent?
So Charvona is Eliyahu. Eliyahu takes the Gevura, the zealotry, the Gevura of Yitzchak. And what am I getting at? Yitzchak is stepping into the scene, being lavush as Charvona, to take down Haman with a double-edged sword to protect his children. And to make sure that, to make it clear that his real child is Yaakov and the Yehudim, and not Amalek, Haman, and the Esavites. And Halach Lamaisa, Yitzchak is about Gevura. So people think that Purim is a time of Chesed, but the truth is, this is a time of a lot of Gevura, of inner Gevura, accessing our inner Yitzchak. So if we're able to access that Yitzchak in the schus of Yitzchak Avinu, we will merit to see Yeshuas. So that was all taken from Rabbi Gladstein's shir about Yitzchak and Charvona. I thought you guys would enjoy that.